Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome to Go the Distance Radio. This is lead pastor Rusty Thomas with Life Point Church. And so good to be with you again today. Man, I want to tell you, we have a living hope. We don't have to give up. Instead of giving up, we can always remember. In 1 Peter 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth, a second chance, and a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. There was a 36-year-old mother that discovered to be in the advanced stages of terminal cancer, and one doctor advised her to spend her remaining days on vacation. A second physician offered her the hope of a living 2 more years with the grueling side effects of radiation. She penned the following words to her 3 small children. I've chosen to try to survive for you. This is some horrible costs, including pain, loss of good humor and moods. I won't be able to control, but I must try this, if only on the outside chance that I might live 1 minute longer. And that minute could be the one you might need me when no one else will do. For this, I intend to struggle to the nail. So help me God. You see, people attempt to prove their love through many different means, and some go for great lengths to do so. But no one ever proved their love like Jesus did in dying for us. Remember today in John 15:13, the Bible says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Or in Romans 5:8, when it says that God demonstrated His love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, we have a living hope. Friend, today, don't give up. Keep going. Lord, we love You. We thank You. We praise You for this blessing today, this blessing of love and life and for forgiveness through You. God, help us to not give up, to go forward, following You. And it's in Your name we do pray. Amen.